SuperTube is brought to you by SuperPicks. Play for free, win for real.
It is SuperTube powered by SuperPicks, and the gang is back. All the leagues have wrapped up. Well, most of them. DStv Premiership is still in action. But of course, we're still going to be talking about that, including a whole lot more. So without further ado, let me introduce the gang. Starting off with none other than Muscle Man himself, Tibane, with the guns. We see them. They're growing.
Thank you. They're growing.
They're growing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm right nice. Here. I don't
we also have Andy, who is back on SuperTube.
With a bang.
With a bang.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
On my right, we have Andre. And another lady in pink, we have Lerato Pajo. Welcome back.
Sip string. Thank you, bro.
I know, right?
So,
it seems as though pink was the order of the day. Jens, what happened to you?
I am wearing pink.
Where?
You really want to know?
On that note, let's get straight into it. Manchester City have been crowned the Kings of England.
Again.
What an emphatic finish to the English Premier League.
That was arguably one of the most adrenaline-filled Saturdays I've had in a long time.
Yeah.
I was watching it at a sports bar, and there were three TVs. It was Liverpool on one side, Man City the other side, and little Man United there in the corner.
A monitor. Don't call it a TV. It was a little monitor for you to just see the score.
Yeah, we actually watched it on that cell phone.
Yeah.
So it was so amazing to see. One time it's Liverpool, then it's Man City, then it's back to Liverpool, and in the end it's Pep Guardiola.
But you know what I found to be interesting is that during both games, if you were watching the logs, at no point did Liverpool surpass Man City.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're a Liverpool fan, at some stage you were hoping that maybe at least we'd be able to get to number one, but because of they had their own struggle and their own game to focus on, Man City did not really move from the first position, and people were hoping that it would be that number one, number two, number one up
guys,
until 94.
City won the league in 5 minutes.
It was not to be.
And just,
but
just
City have
example.
Always been winning the league in the last minute.
Also an example of what she said, like when Salah scored, I think it was in the second goal, so he celebrated as
if he just
hey man, you guys are up, but he celebrated as though like he has won, you know, the league.
Because I think they thought it was all wrapped up.
Don't thought, you must think.
Oh, snap.
But the other interesting thing, as much as you're mentioning Manchester United, one has to say thank you very much to Brighton.
No.
Because they made sure that Manchester United finish off in the Europa League spot for next season.
But they were never going to go anywhere. They were
no, but at some point, we had dropped down to Conference League.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. They're still right. How does that end the ball for Conference League?
The same as
No one knows.
No one knows. And now we will never know.
I see you.
So it is literally a sense of thank you very much to Brighton, because at least Cristiano Ronaldo will be able to play
in
some other cup competition.
No, guys, back to the other Manchester team. I feel like I don't want to talk about United.
Yeah, me too.
I had a lot of people saying Pep Guardiola engineered that whole thing. Like, he wanted a dramatic comeback. He said, guys, let's go two goals behind. No. Okay, maybe not two. But a lot of people were like,
but at some stage, they were looking like hair was never going to grow. Like, at some stage, you could see that, okay, hair is going to grow sometime. But when they were 2-0 down, I saw him panic. You know when you drink, you open the water bottle and he didn't drink the water. He thought the water got into his mouth, but it hadn't. He closed it and threw it on the floor. That's the panic.
But with that said, though, how amazing was that Gundogan substitution?
Zinchenko.
That literally turned the game on its head.
And also with everything that's also going on with like them wanting to move on from him, and there were rumors like you know him leaving Man City and
who's Zinchenko?
No, there were like there were rumors like
those
rumors have been put to bed now after that kind of performance.
Nah, he silenced everybody.
No, absolutely, absolutely fantastic. But now moving on from what happened out in Manchester, we now move on to AC Milan. In fact, in the Twitter space, supersport.com Twitter space that we were having on Monday, Lerato said that she was hoping that Inter Milan will cause an upset. It didn't happen.
I love drama. Call me the queen of drama.
Oh, so how are you feeling about that?
You know what? I'm happy for it because I don't think, you know, you want to see a team that has been number one for that amount of time, same thing with City, lose it in the end. I mean, I still have an Olivier Giroud that once wore an Arsenal jersey, so he's a special player for me. He's with Milan now. He's doing amazing. 11 goals, 3 assists, got a brace in the final day of the season.
The difference at the end of the day.
He went to Chelsea and he became an even better player, and I was like, where was this player hiding?
You mentioned the Frenchman whose beard is impeccably always well put together. We really need to give him his flowers. Like for real, I never rated Olivier Giroud, but I think now even I have to tip my hat off to him, because left France, was bagging goals. Went to Arsenal, bagged goals. He became a talisman. Went to Chelsea, like you said, became an even better player. French, La Magnifique.
World Cup.
He's got a World Cup. Goes to Serie A. It's called a Scudetto.
But also, when you have Ibra as well, I think, you know, I look at this team and I think about also the changes. For me, it's in that goalkeeping department when you have Mike Maignan comes in, Donnarumma leaves, and people are asking all of these questions. Is this the team? They're so young, but they've got experienced campaigners in there, but not big star quality that you're expecting. Because with Inter, it was well poised for them. Yes, it's going to be a treble, Super Cup, Coppa Italia. With AC, this is the only thing they had going for them. So I really need to give it to them. I think when Zlatan said, Italy is Milan.
I agree with you completely. You know, let's talk about that impact of Zlatan. Because, as you're mentioning, AC Milan, the youngest squad to win the Scudetto, right? You have Zlatan. Ibra has said, listen, I will only retire when I lift the Scudetto with AC Milan in order to close the circle, right? And go full circle. That impact of Zlatan.
I'm sorry, I'm going to be an enemy here. I'm going to be an enemy of progress here. Because I've been preaching about this thing since they won. I feel like he didn't really have that much of an impact. It's like
making
like
no,
like but look, look, but, wait, but, look at this, but, like
wait,
a group assignment.
Wait. Sometimes when we say impact, we're not necessarily just meaning on the field, on play.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, like
behind
sure, injured.
The change room.
In the change room.
He's that type of player that knows about the heritage. When you talk about a player that not only brings his talent to the fore, he's the one that looks at the camaraderie within the team. He's the one that can bring in those young players and tell them what is at stake.
But
you know, young players could have easily lost it at the final game of the season. It's easy for them to do that.
I feel like Giroud is old enough to also be one of those. Okay, sure, granted that Ibrahim...
I
feel like in a group assignment, he was the one that gave the research, and then he didn't complete the assignment, came back, we all got 100%.
But that's me. But also, my name is still there. It takes nothing away from the fact that
you're sounding like a hater now. So what's your beef?
I say, give Giroud the flowers, not Ibrahimovic, because like he was the one that was the headline,
Bro, if you look at even that clip that we were referenced, the way he speaks, everybody stands and listens.
Yeah.
You can tell he's a focal point. Whether he's playing or not, he's probably in the dressing room or on the sidelines when he's not playing and saying to the likes of Leo, yo, get percentages, yo.
Yes.
Yeah. Those little small details, I think, give him his flowers for that.
Hey, look, it doesn't have to be either or. We'd be saying give the man his flowers. If you want to give Giroud his flowers, he can have them too. But let's not take anything away from
the big bouquet, Andy. The big bouquet. I get to get one flower out of the big bouquet. You know when you're the bride, instead of doing the whole thing like my friendship, maybe you might not catch this. But here's something.
Come on.
It is something. I agree completely. Speaking of youngsters. Hey, the youngster that's been grabbing headlines right now. 23 years old, about to be getting £1 million a week. Has signed on with £100 million signing on fee. That is none other than Kylian Mbappe. What do you guys think of the new technical director?
The new technical director.
But enough of people you know what, Mbappe, I think he's not going to openly come out and admit and say, yeah, I've got this much power. Mm-hmm. I can influence transfers. Yeah. I can influence who gets the eggs, who doesn't.
In the words of
he's
Kanye
not,
West,
you know.
No one man should have all that power.
But I do believe that would be a smart decision because in this way, he's creating his own piece of legacy. He's not going to go into a team where they already have stars, where he now needs to go under Cristiano Ronaldo, under Benzema and try and break records. With PSG, he's literally making his own way as he goes. Yeah. And why not be a star there? And also, for me, with that amount of money, I can stay wherever. Give me that amount of money. Even if I can talk to Perez on the phone and say, Daddy, you know I'm going to come to Madrid. I think Madrid is the team for me. But when I hang up and someone is calling me from Dubai and saying, hey, the money's here.
It also shows his influence, the fact that you have the president of the country, Emmanuel Macron, saying, listen, please do not leave. You need to continue that legacy. 2024, we're going to be having the Olympics out in front. We need you front and center for the country.
That's a crazy one. I'm thinking, what is Lionel Messi thinking about all of this? Because he was the alpha and omega at Barcelona. He now has to sit and see somebody else become the alpha male. And it's somebody who's 23 years old. And
if no, but his head is tiny.
Are they not creating player power
amongst
them? Because now you are splitting the dressing room. I mean, we saw it a lot at Chelsea, where player power became a thing and Hazard and them could get rid of you easily. Now, I think as the next manager who comes in, you got Mbappe exes waiting for you. One mistake and Mbappe's going to be like, "Tak
participi." Yeah. But did you know? What are they doing?
That's difficult.
It is difficult. But of course, to sort of wrap up the Mbappe versus Messi, let's not forget, at the age of 23, Messi had two Ballon d'Or.
Where's the World Cup medal? Where's the World Cup medal? It doesn't matter.
What matters is the Ballon d'Or. Let's move to continental football. CAF Confed Cup final. Orlando Pirates. Your views on how they perform?
That must be the most underwhelming final that I've seen in a while. Like, wow. Honestly, I tried to be all excited about it. I tried to hype myself up, hype Pirates up, but listen, it was a really dull affair.
Damn squib.
And for me, it kind of tells the story of Orlando Pirates season, if we're being honest.
It's the hope.
Domestically, they haven't been performing that well. If you're a team that's going to score maybe one out of, you know, every 10 chances you create, don't expect to be doing too well. And I think they then pinned their hopes on the CAF Confederations Cup because things were not going well domestically. And they had everybody believing that they could actually do it.
And then they should have wrapped it up within the first week.
But the curse of Orlando Pirates came there, because it's the same thing we've been seeing in the league. That is, they don't take their chances. They create chances aplenty, but when it comes down to the crunch and they have to convert, they don't. Mugaz has spoken about it extensively. Yep. So too has Fadi.
He spoke about it on Tuesday as well.
Yeah. So for me, that's just been the entire season. Suckers for thinking it was going to change.
I saw some crazy stat that they've been in the most amount of finals.
Yes,
never
they have.
Won.
Yeah. Yes. They have. There was in the Champions League final again. They had another Confed Cup there to Bissahel. But also for me, I'm looking at Tuesday's performance and I'm thinking, you are 3 days late.
Yeah.
That was the performance you should have put out in Nigeria. Like, guys, can you swap it around? I think they forgot the way the final then, and then they thought this was the final, because there is no way. I was, like Andy's saying, underwhelmed. Like, I feel like Orlando, that team was up for the taking. Orlando Pirates 3-0, solid first half. You rep the game, you kill the game, and you move.
You don't go to the final to play a final.
You go to the final to win it.
Great.
Okay, here's the thing, right? At the moment, Orlando Pirates defeating Maritzburg United by 4-1 yesterday. Having to now get those 6 points that remain so that perhaps next season they can get into the Champions League.
And the goal difference as well. Now they're thinking about it. Now it's like, let's get as many goals if possible, so that now if we're equal, because remember it was 9 out of 9 points that they needed to get, but also Cape Town City is on 49.
Yeah.
So now you're thinking about that, so you're like, okay, I should be able to score as many goals so that you don't need to think about that. You can
goal
get a goal.
Yes.
So that's why I think the timing of that result was so important. You're saying it came a couple of days too late. I think that match was the wake-up call. Mm. The reason why they performed the way they did against Maritzburg United is because they were disappointed with the performance they put out. They knew that they should have done better. They knew that they could have won the Confederation Cup, and now they're saying, well, we want to make sure we get into the Champions League. Whether or not they're actually going to get there is a different story, but I do think it was a wake-up call. They are going to be a lot more clinical in front of goal now and understand that opportunities created don't win you games. It's goals that you score.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be fair to them. I think the impact of having, you know, key strikers out by injury also.
Why not
change the way that they play?
Why not use
Look,
that?
We know what happened with him and Ngazi, and the relationship wasn't so great, you know, at this stage.
For,
so
for the
kind of understand
good of
that
the club,
one.
Put egos aside, for the greater good of the club, exactly. we can beef, but it's going to be a much better beef with us with a trophy alongside.
But if the player is willing to play ball, then yes. I feel like Mango still had some harbored feelings and maybe wouldn't have given his all on the day.
Let's hope that perhaps he might play in the remaining two games. But moving on to another team.
Play in the final. And you're going to be more than two games.
Let's move on to another team in South Africa that is playing on the African continent. That is Mamelodi Sundowns. Having had so many opportunities to get to where they were, and this time around not even making it out of the semi-finals, what do you think is going to happen next season? Are they going all the way?
They're going again. They've got the quality. They've got the players.
They've already qualified.
They've already qualified. Mm-hmm. You need to go again, and it's about changing the mentality and understanding that when you're in the group stages, you're not in the final. You know, being a phenomenal, which is good. We can't take that away from them beating Al Ahly at home in a way. Those are good performances, but where's Al Ahly now? And Peter said, I don't need to beat Sundowns to get to the final. But I don't need to beat them to get to the final. And that's where they are. If they understand and now properly strategize and understand that there's certain games where you don't need to reveal all. There's games where you need to shoot the opponent.
Keep something
very close to your chest. When you're playing like this and you're winning games, it's good for the fans. Mm. But you need to have that A up your sleeve.
But do you not think that you said something about changing mentality or something like that? But I just feel like they're in the same shoes as Man City. Domestically, there's no one that comes close to these guys.
Hey, when it comes to the Premier League,
back to back,
specific, not just other domestic
competitions. Sundowns are winning these championships. However, something's not working out in Africa, and I don't know what they need to change in terms of mentality or whatnot. But
is it the Pizzo factor?
No, I mean I wouldn't take it that far. Yes. Pizzo did have quite a huge impact on the team. What I think, though, is in terms of strategizing, he understood what it takes to win at the right time. When to peak, when to peak, which games are, you know, the so-called good games to lose. And I think Madoba and Rulani are only now starting to get that. So, yes, I would say Pizzo factor, but not in the way that I think you were saying. I don't think they're not able to win without Pizzo. I think they can still achieve it. It's just now they've learned the lesson. The coaches are better equipped and they know what it takes to win on the continent because it's not the same thing. There's certain struggles that you deal with when playing continental football. Things that happen, you know, in terms of them trying to get you out of your mindset. And all of those tricks. Pizzo knows that a bit better, having traveled, having had that experience. Mangoba and Rulani now, I think, have a better sense and will be better equipped going forward.
Sundowns have left South Africa. They're now focusing solely on continental football. They have nothing else to prove in South African football.
The B team and the C team will deal with the DSTV.
The B team and the C team will deal with those people while Shalulile and AJ aim for, you know,
also
rest of Africa.
You know, when Andy speaks about Pizzo, it's the personality. You remember what happened in 2016 when they went to be crowned champions? He took most of the responsibility. The games that they didn't play good, they were losing games. He shouldered the responsibility.
And
he took it, you know, every time when North African teams would come here, they'd try and do weird stuff. He would take it to them. And you need to understand when you go out and you lose that game, when you come back, you need to be a different beast. You need to get to F&B and you need to boss things around. And that's Pizzo for you.
Speaking of bossing things around, a team that failed to boss anything in the DStv Premiership is none other than Baroka FC, who have now been relegated. Oh, man.
But you want to say Chiefs there for a second.
We're not going there. We're talking about Baroka FC, who were relegated to the GLAAD Africa Championship. Do you think they have what it takes to come back?
Money, Mpho. We remember what happened with Highlands Park. You keep the money the same. Yes, they're not going to keep a lot of their players. We looked at a couple of key individuals for them that will, there's a big chance that they'll not be there next season.
And
exact evidence and all of them. With Highlands Park, the secret was that you keep everybody there and you keep. The only thing that changes for them is the fact that they're going to be traveling to places that they were not used to traveling to the season before. But as far as remuneration is concerned, yeah. to them there's still DSTV Prem. So automatically the mind changes. It's another thing when now the remuneration goes down. Now you're faced with this factor that, okay, I'm playing a division low. Yeah. What do I need to do? So I think if they're able to keep, hopefully, bulk of their squad, keep the remuneration the same,
will
then
they even be able to keep the coach? That's another thing.
That's another huge factor when it comes to Moroka FC.
But also, there's Moroka Swallows, or Swallows FC, that are now finding themselves into the playoffs. On Monday, we spoke about this, Lerato, on the supersport.com Twitter space, and you said the fact that Swallows has been in top flight football gives them a bit of an upper hand over Tucks, as well as
Ikukulekapa. Yeah, it does. And just to wrap up on Baroka, it's so sad when you have the village that is already built in. We were hoping to see amazing things from the Disky Challenge because they've never competed. So you thought maybe with the new facilities, this will inspire something. So it's really sad that they're going to the Glad Africa Championship. But looking at Swallows, for them now, they don't take a break. Their friends are going on vacation. They're going to be seeing the stories on Instagram. They're going to training. Their friends are celebrating every weekend. So the mentality now needs to click in to say this is a do or die type situation. We're going to see these two teams that are in the Glad Africa Championship that we never got to see season in, season out.
Yeah.
Well, for Amatax and Cape Town All-Star, they were able to see Swallows every other day because their games are live on TV. So now it's about how they strategize. Will Tax change the way that they've played this entire season? They won't. But Cape Town All-Stars, it's a bit of an unknown entity for a lot of teams. Yeah. But Coach Dylan Kerr, does he have the quality? Look at that squad list. He does, but a bit of a surprise factor with both of these teams.
It is indeed a huge factor when it comes to those promotion playoffs. And, you know, it can literally go either way. But Super Picks, Andre.
Super Picks.
What's happening there?
Season finale.
Yeah.
It is?
We're done for the season.
I haven't won.
But we'll be back. So we had a total of 135,378 predictions submitted, 21 winners, and a total of 630,000 rand.
I don't see a million, so that means we haven't
had a winner,
right?
Unfortunately. We've had people that have come close. However, in Nigeria, they have had a winner. As you can see, the numbers are quite big as compared to us, about 1.9 million in predictions, 80 winners.
But remember, it started in Nigeria.
That's the thing. And, you know, a grand total of about 118.4 million naira.
That is insane.
In prize money, one. In Nigeria.
But as you mentioned, we will be back for the 2022-2023 season.
Yes.
All you have to do is keep your eye on channels for news, competitions, videos, winners, and a whole lot more.
But can I say, with the 1 million naira, can I afford to get a Burna Boy concert ticket?
Let's take a quick break while these ones decide what they're going to do with the Nairas when they play in the Nigeria.
Just my money.
Hey, I want me money.
So big night for both sides. What a fabulous strike from the captain. Into trouble and Benzema scores.
This is what we live for. Choose unbeatable football. Choose the UEFA Champions League on SuperSport on DSTV.
Welcome back to SuperTube, powered by SuperPicks. We've gone through all the league action, and now we move on to cup competition. On Saturday, we've got the two big ones. It is the Nedbank Cup final. Marumo Gallants up against Mamelodi Sundowns. We've got the big, big one in terms of European football, the UEFA Champions League. It is Real Madrid up against Liverpool. Now, when it comes to those two games, on Saturday, you are able to watch along with us right here on SuperTube, live on YouTube, as well as on OTT6 on DSTV. Now, let's get straight into it, ladies and gents.
Campione! Campione!
Why did we not get the memo here?
I mean, let's start with the Nedbank Cup final. Marumo Gallants, who are the defending champions, up against the current champions of DSTV Premiership. Who is taking this one? Because it's playing in neutral ground out in Rustenburg.
Please be controversial.
Yeah.
Nah.
Don't be a hater.
Not Umo Gallants is winning.
Is it Chaco?
Is it Chaco?
I don't
I'm know. Sorry. We just said it now. There's no one stopping Sundowns in South Africa. Let's be very honest. Like, let's be very honest. There is no one stopping Sundowns.
I would like a bit of drama, though.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I mean, we kind of do get the sense that Sundowns will get the victory, but I would want them to work for it. I'm hoping that Umo Gallants actually come out and then put on a strong performance and really, really let or make Sundowns sweat for it.
Does Dan have what it takes, though? Because he likes that position football.
Yeah. I think he does. This is the same coach that won it with TS Galaxy up against a much favoured and fancied Kaizer Chiefs. But also, we need to remember a lot of Sundowns players. Now, Sundowns will... Their players have recovered. Would they have recovered from the flu outbreak within their camp?
Yes.
There was a bit of a rest thing. So if they have recovered, it's good for them because it means they didn't play that game up against Real EM. So meaning they will start with a very strong and solid starting 11.
If anybody knows how to get stuff done in a one-off game, it's Dan Malesele. I think he would have watched Sundowns over the last couple of weeks and identified a starting 11 and a way of playing.
Yeah.
Maybe defend about 70 minutes, have a real goal the last 15 or so. Just keep yourself in the game. Maybe push them to penalties and it's a lottery there.
So then Dan is dancing.
Dan is dancing. Dan is dancing.
If you had asked me this question a few months ago, I probably would have easily said Gallants will put in a good performance.
Okay.
At the turn of the year, I think Dan Dance was doing amazing things. When he first joined Gallants, they were in superb form. And I don't know what happened. They seemed to hit a dip or a slump that they kind of were still trying to get themselves out of. So I think it is going to be a bit more difficult now that they've lost a bit more momentum. But as Temba said, he is a master tactician. If anybody can crack the code, Dan Dance is going to be the man.
Well, let me remind you that you can watch us here on SuperTube as we go through that game on Saturday live on YouTube as well as on OTT6 on DSTV. Now, moving on from one cup final to another cup final, the big one. What do you want to win?
I know that
you know our producer Simo would like me to say that Liverpool is going to win, but
hey, sorry, Simo.
Sorry,
it's not happening.
Y'all
keep talking.
The kings of the comeback.
You're not going to be back on SuperTube, Simo. Liverpool is winning. Actually, Simo.
Liverpool
is getting everything. I see a Salah masterclass.
Ninety-fourth minute.
So wait, you're saying Liverpool's gonna win?
Okay, no. In reality, I'm sorry, but I still think they'll still be affected. As much as they're not showing it, they'll still be affected
by the Premier League loss.
Madrid already, they've already gotten their La Liga, it's done.
Yeah.
They are underdogs. The pressure's not so much. I feel like they're underdogs. That's what makes
the Champions League is Madrid.
There's not so much pressure on them, though. I just feel like all the pressure is on Liverpool right now.
Okay, I hear you.
They don't have the pressure.
I wouldn't say underdogs, but yes, they have less pressure on them.
You can watch along with us live on SuperTube on Saturday as we go through the Nedbank Cup final as well as the UEFA Champions League final. That's how we conclude things.
Farewell, Lebu. Farewell.
Well done, boy.
With the ultimate sport app from SuperSport, you can find whatever you're looking for because we've got you covered.
Brilliant! Just brilliant!
And you can then watch it again and again. Download the SuperSport app.